Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve at 10 in the morning. Now, three big things. Wichita police arrest several people in human trafficking investigation. 15-year-old runaway among the victims.
Two.
Police arrest a man in connection with Wichita's latest homicide. Number 37 in 34 weeks this year.
One.
Wichita school board approves budget for next year containing a 4% raise for teachers. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We got a traffic accident now. You'll want to watch out, maybe avoid this area. Central and Greenwich Road. Expect to slow down there. Again, Central and Greenwich. Traffic update from KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Terry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny and warm with a 30% chance for showers and storms and a high of 95 degrees. 40% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low is 63. Wednesday, partly sunny, 20% chance for rain with a high of 84. Now mostly cloudy. We've got a south wind gusting to 28 miles per hour and 78 degrees. Hatman Jack still has a great selection of hats to finish out the summer. Hot weather will be with us for a while, and the right hat can keep you cool. Stop in at Hatman Jack's and be fitted for the best hat for you. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas. Coming up at 9 o'clock here on the Glenn Beck program. Pat and Stu are in for the vacation in Glenn. They're going to talk about Trump terminating the NAFTA. And he had a good they had a good day on the stock market after that yesterday, Ted. All the stock, the markets were up yesterday.
It was the president
big
saying
stock market day yesterday.
Yeah, some different things. We're going to talk about that right now. In fact, stocks starting off the week in the green after President Trump announced a possible new trade deal between the United States and Mexico.
The Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P all moved to the upside. The Dow gained over one full percentage point, up 259 points at 26,049. The Nasdaq, all-time high, moved up 72 points at 8,017. First time over the 8,000 mark for the Nasdaq. The S&P 500, all-time high there as well, up 22 points. 2896 is where the S&P closed, and we saw every sector to the upside with the exception of the defensive play of utilities. Some of the winners on the Dow Jones Industrial Average included Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, Dow DuPont, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The automakers also moved to the upside as the new deal is beneficial to the group. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Penelides, Fox News.
And Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland is cutting short her diplomatic trip to Europe to head to Washington for trade talks with the U.S. Freeland will fly to Washington today after the Trump administration in Mexico said they have reached a preliminary accord to end the North American Free Trade Agreement and replace it. The administration still needs to negotiate with a third partner in NAFTA, Canada, to become part of any trade accord. A U.S. judge in Seattle blocked the Trump administration Monday from allowing a Texas company to post online plans for making untraceable 3D guns, agreeing with 19 states and the District of Columbia that such access to the plastic guns would pose a security risk. And Uber is teaming up with Toyota to build self-driving cars for its ride-hailing service after its efforts to do it alone were derailed by allegations of theft and a fatal collision.
Wow.
Toyota also investing $500 million in Uber as part of the alliance announced Monday.
$500 million.
Guess Toyota's got the money.
Wow.
And if you're thinking about something tasty for lunch, how about a food stand at the Wisconsin State Fair serving ants on a stick. Ants on a stick. Now, to create it, a pretzel is dipped in marshmallow fluff and then rolled in ants. Other bugs included on the menu include beetles, crickets, worms, scorpions, and more. The people in Wisconsin have lost their minds.
Forget that. Mm. Wisconsin State Fair has those cream puffs.
That's where
I'm going to.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, my gosh, those are.
I'm going to take a cream puff over an ant any day. Right?
I think so.
That's a no-brainer. 7:50 now with Steve and Ted. Branding change for a local company Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen. Ted, yeah, a well-known Wichita company making a name change, Hutton Construction, dropping the construction from its name. The firm will now be known just as Hutton. Spokesman Brett Weiler says the aim is to shine more light on the other services that Hutton offers, including strategic planning assistance, real estate services, and design work. The company has a new logo and a new website. J.P. Wigand expanding the services it provides clients. The largest residential real estate brokerage in the state has created an appraisal business. The firm will begin appraisals for commercial and residential properties. A soft launch for the business planned for early next month. Kim Brungart will be president of the new firm that will operate out of company headquarters downtown. And the Wichita Business Journal is announcing the winners of the 2018 Manufacturing, Wholesale, and Distribution Awards. The company is chosen in several categories, including research and development, exports, community involvement, and emerging leaders. The names of the winners are included in a slideshow on the WBJ website, of course, WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and there at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, I don't know if you were caught. We were talking about just a few minutes ago, about filling jobs in Wichita. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this is nothing new, but Sedgwick County Sheriff Easter has been looking for people to go down there and be, what do you call them, incarceration officers?
Detention deputies.
Detention deputies. There you go, at the Sedgwick County Jail. Yep. And he could fill 30 or 40 positions right now. And as Ted said, still not have enough.
Right.
And so these jobs, they're there and they're open, but nobody wants to take them, I guess.
But that's the same story we're hearing in a lot of different industries, from healthcare to construction to, you know, finished carpentry and things like that.
And then even to the 1,000 jobs they're trying to fill out at Spirit. Aerosystems
have already been filled at this point, and now they actually had a little bit more than that, and they're trying now to fill in where at those suppliers, those lower suppliers.
Yeah. Okay, so they've now filled in that original 1,000 jobs, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. And, but if we look around through the entire economy here locally, and they can't find special education teachers. There are spots all over where they just can't find the right people.
Big issues. We need more people to move to Wichita.
Well, so what's our unemployment rate? I can't remember. Just this last week,
pretty low,
about a little over 4%, which is a little higher than the rest of the state. But still, that's almost full employment, and it's hard to get. You know, the people are here; they're taking the jobs, and they're always going to be probably 3 or 4% they're not going to take a job. They're in there, but they're figured in it, but they won't be working. So there you go. The challenge ahead for Wichita: finding people and getting to move in here.
Right.
Again, if they just knew that the Steve and Ted show was on the radio here, that people would be flocking in here by the millions almost.
I don't
right?
think so. We need to get the word out.
Okay.
If we only had an amusement park.
Ted's eyes kind of
with a cowboy theme.
Yeah.
The cowboy.
Somebody would just come up with a way to do that.
An amusement park. I think that would work. That would be a good idea. All right. Today is National Bow Tie Day.
Oh.
And I mention this because, you know, Ted now and then will sport a bow tie.
Yes, I will.
That's right.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's a clip-on or whether he actually – you tie your own, though, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
And I have – I've got a couple of those in my drawer, bow ties, that I've never been able to teach myself how to tie a bow tie. It's a block. I can't
Maybe
do it.
I'll wear one to Zubilee. Who
there
knows?
There you go.
You know, teach me how to tie a bow tie. Do you ever wear a bow tie? It's kind of – kind of sporty for you, Bill, isn't it?
Yeah, I never do. I my daughter's wedding, I think, was the last time I wore a bow tie.
Well, yeah, one of those.
It was a tuxedo.
But those are just wrap them around your neck and hook them up.
Yep.
Don't have to tie them.
I figured you dressed up like James Bond and went down to gamble at the Kansas Star Casino.
Talking to me or Bill?
Bill. A little baccarat.
Roy.
Roy. Bill Roy.
Roy.
Yeah. Shaken, not stirred. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see that. All right, thank you, gentlemen. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. The Wichita School Board approves a budget for next year. Ted has the latest sports.
Yep, coming down to the wire for the Wingnuts trying to get in the playoffs. We'll talk about that in sports.
Plus, you've got Entertainment News, the Blurt, coming up as well.
Yes, we've got a We could talk about a famous actor who has passed away. We've got some good items and entertainment news in the blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
All right. Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. Traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.